Good afternoon, everyone. It's February the 29th, the final day of February. Huzzah! We have made it to the end. I've missed a couple. I've backward booed a few of them. But today is the final day. And hopefully the wind noise isn't going to blight this one. But where am I? What am I doing on my extra day that we have on this leap year? I am in the Peak District. Typical. I am on a place called Bleaklow Stones. And for those of you that have a map handy or access to the Ordnance Survey website, I am at grid reference SK11539630. What am I doing? Well, I'm having a bit of a walk, obviously. That's what I would do with my final day if it was to be my final day, because that is another part of the question asked today. Although if it was my last day, I would have to have my family here as well, because it would be pretty selfish of me to just be doing this on my own, which I am on my own today, actually. Exhilarating is the word. Those of you who have any idea of what the Peak District holds in regards to navigation and terrain, there's a place called Bleaklow, which Bleaklow encompasses pretty much the entire area that I'm on now, but I'm on a particular part called Bleaklow Stones. I'm sheltered behind a rock, so the wind noise doesn't spoil this one, but it's a notorious navigation black spot, and today I'm in the clouds. The visibility is down to around about 30 meters, 20 at times, as the cloud thickens and rolls across me. But the Pennine Way heads across Bleaklow, and I set off earlier on from a little place called Birching Clough, where I set off from for my last two or three walks that I've done. And I walked up Lady Clough along an old Roman road, joined the Pennine Way, headed up to Bleaklow, and I've gone eastward off piste to this little place here, Bleaklow Stones. But it's really boggy. It is just one big peat bog, and navigation is a pain. So as always, I've got my trusty old map and compass with me, and I reverted to that today, actually, because although I have two GPS devices with me, I've got my iPhone 4S and my 3GS, which has been constantly recording my track, at times you just have to ignore what's happening underfoot and just head on a bearing, and I had to do that one today. But that really was exhilarating. It felt fantastic to do that. Oh, fantastic. That's the first time I've used that word in this boo. Okay, it is 12:45. I've just streamed some live video to a site called Bambooza, because I have 3G, surprisingly. I'm going to have some lunch now. I'm going to post this boo. I am broadcasting my position to a site called shareyouradventure.com. Those of you who follow me on Twitter will probably have spotted, or maybe you won't have, spotted a link that was automatically posted to there via shareyouradventure.com. I've been recording sections for a little podcast that I'm going to piece together. I'm hoping that the wind noise isn't going to spoil it, but I've recorded it in sections just in the memo recorder in the iPhone 4S, because I've been playing with a little device called Pocket WavePad, and I can't seem to get the audio to stop clipping while I'm talking. So yeah, what else to say? February has been fantastic. Oh, I said fantastic again there. Those of you who listen to my musical memories boo will understand that it enrages me when I say fantastic, so I'm trying to stop doing that. February has been great. I've really enjoyed it. I've found some interesting new people from all around the world. I've got to know some of the people that I followed before even better. So, to sum it up, I really think that it's been a good thing. I just don't know. I think I will need another task myself to keep me going, keep me booing, and keep the thoughts flowing. Right, as I said before, it's lunchtime. I've rambled on a wee bit, but I thought I'd fill up my 5 minutes as this is the final day of February. Okay. I look forward to listening to everyone else's boos, as I'm doing as I walk via Downcast, and I'll catch you another time.